You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm not going to say who this is from at first because she just signs it Miss and then her last name.
Okay.
Because that's part of what's going on here. I cannot wait to hear the text message or see the text messages and hear the phone calls on this. She writes to us and says, "Hi, boys. I always hear you talking about the reasons why people should or should not get married. Have you ever asked women if they want to get married just so they can ditch their maiden name?"
Right. Yeah.
She says, "I'm 22, and I know you'll say I'm too young," which yeah. I would.
Yeah. Go live your life a little bit more.
Live a little
but
bit
you
more
do
life.
You. You do you.
"I'm 22. I know you'll say I'm too young, but I can't wait to get married because my maiden name is Bodie Heffer."
Oh, Bodie Heffer.
"I went through high school with the last name Bodie Heffer, and I am ready to try on something else. Please ask any of your listeners whose last name is Smith or Jones or Jackson or Wilson to please rescue me. Thank you. I love your show. 3!" Signed, Miss Bodie Heffer." Now,
that's ripe for kids just calling her Heifer, right?
I mean, all sorts of things.
All sorts of, "Hey, Heifer."
I mean, we all know about how kids can be so cruel. Plus, you know, adults from that matter. Because now she's a young adult entering the workforce. And you know that she's going to just catch
I would call her Booty Heifer.
Time.
I know I would every day. I'd be like, "What's up, Booty Heifer?"
Yeah.
See, it's people like me that ruin these people's lives.
Yeah.
That's a pretty wicked last name, though. That's a mouthful for sure.
That is, that's a challenge. So
she's excited to move on from that.
That's one of those things, because I used to advocate, and I still do, we just don't talk about it anymore, that I always thought it was an interesting idea if a couple got married. I know a lot of people like to do the hyphenated names. Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. But I've advocated for couples, when you get together and you're starting a new life together, to pick a whole new last name for both of you.
That is kind of fun.
Start over fresh.
You run into a lot of family issues with that, a lot of upset family members about carrying on the name. And even there's a whole gamut, but I like your idea.
Whatever.
I really do of just picking something.
I mean, it's not like you're abandoning your family, and the family heritage and history will still continue, but you're just filling out forms with a different name. I just always thought it was kind of interesting. I heard one couple that did that. It had to be 20-something years ago, and I just locked onto it, and I go, "God, what a great idea." You know, a way to proclaim we are, you know, we have arrived as a couple. This is our new last name together. And it's not one person like taking, you know, not like taking his name or taking her name.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh.
Yeah. Just make it like make it where you met even, you know.
Like, well, you could do that. Yeah,
Jackie Ross. Tony Olive Garden. How are you? Pleasure to meet you. Jackie Ross. That's pretty funny, actually. That one kind of works.
I'm Dina Disneyland. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Now you'd have to be like Splash Mountain or something. Okay, that's stupid.
All right, silliness. Okay, but
I get this. My wife had a last name that she did not care for. She was ready to move on from that. So she
you think
was,
it might have had a little bit of an impact on her?
No, because
I mean,
that's still, it's not the greatest last name, but she was ready to move on from her last name. So I absolutely see where what's her name? What's her first name?
She didn't tell us her first
name. Oh, she didn't. Okay. I get where she's coming from.
She signed it Miss Bodie Heifer.
Bodie Heifer. Okay. Well, I get where she's coming from. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of text coming in, Dom.
Yeah, including from some men too, talking about.
So don't get married to change your name; just change your name.
Right, you can do that. I think in the spirit of this, obviously, we all know you can do that, but I think she's trying to make a point here.
A lot of people are just telling her to go change her last name.
Yeah, well, I guess we're done here then.
Well, wrap it up.
Thanks, people.
But isn't that a pain, too, if you take the time to do the whole name change and then you do get married and you do like his last name and you want to take it or hers or whatever your situation is? Then you got to go through the whole process all over again, and that's a pain in the butt. That's a big pain in the butt. And then you got to do it twice, two, three times? No, I don't like that.
Sophia says I think she means her father-in-law threw a fit when I told him I didn't want to take his son's last name.
Oh yeah, I guess it goes the other way. You could be getting a bad name.
Okay, so that's worth talking about too, because I've also wondered when, say, a woman has a perfectly, I don't know, I've got to watch my language here. I don't want to say perfectly normal last name. But let's say her name is, you know, Wilson.
It's not a difficult last name, yes.
Okay. And she's marrying a guy named Bodie Heffer. I mean, you've got to say, maybe I don't want to take that on. And
right.
If someone is that upset with you, then maybe they're not the right person to marry.
Right.
God,
there's a lot of inappropriate texts. Come on, guys. We can't read these on the air. They're pretty funny, though. The beaver one's pretty good.
Pretty funny. It's funny.
All right. Come on. You guys, take this serious.
I can't read Vivian's either.
Yeah,
but she was talking about what she went from to what she was going to, and that's why she could not hyphenate. And when you put the two together, you couldn't hyphenate those. It's funny, Vivian. No, this is not.
You can say what one of them was. One of them was Cox. C-O-X. One of them was Cox. Let's just say that.
You and I are sitting here laughing, reading text messages, and our listeners don't get to share in that.
Yeah, we can't. I'm sorry, you guys. These are good, though.
We're going to continue to have fun with it. Kelly wrote in and wanted to know, since I was, you know, advocating this whole, hey, when you get married, you should go out and start over fresh. And Kelly wrote in and said, did you and Gretchen create a new last name when you got married? Well, there is a difference there. I mean, I'm talking about couples 25, 30 years old, and they got their whole lives ahead of them. I'm in the sunset years. But even with we did create a new last name. I still use Dom Testa as my radio and professional name, but we did change to Schleppin' Booty.
Yeah, old Schleppin' Booty.
Schleppin' Booty, that's our new one. So... Kim wrote in. She goes, I'm a Smith. Kim Smith. Do you know how many of us there are in the world? I'm hoping my Mr. Right is a Zinglemeyer. So she's looking for a little excitement in her name.
Yeah. That's funny.
I've never thought about that before. You know, if you are a Smith or a Jones, is that good or is it kind of a drag?
It's so like vanilla and boring, and there's so many.
Well,
Smiths.
I don't want to say that.
It is a boring last name. It's a boring last name.
What a horrible thing to say to our listeners. Your last name is boring.
It's a boring name. Jennifer wrote in. She says, "Boys, I was so happy because when I got married, I went from my maiden name Dipley to Owen, but then I got divorced from Owen and remarried again to a Butts." And he really wanted me to change my name, so I did. So I went from fail to win to fail. Oh. And it's signed Jennifer Butts.
I will tell you, I think Butts as a last name is actually kind of all the people I know who are Butts.
We know a Bob. We know a Bob Butts.
Well, yeah, and we've got some listeners that have been
big
religious
Butts.
Listeners for over 20 years, and mm-hmm. It's the Butts family, and they
yes,
are the most
right.
charming, fun people.
It's a pretty fun last name, actually.
I think if you have the name Butts attached to you as you go through life, I think it makes you kind of lighthearted and fun, and you're fun to be around.
I feel like people would like to see you because they're like, oh, the
exactly.
Butts are here.
The Butts have arrived.
Bring that Butt in here. Did you invite the Butts? Yeah, that's a solid last name, Jennifer. Don't worry about that one. Yeah,
my maiden name is Seha. It's pronounced Seha, and I was made fun of for years. It means eyebrow. Is that true? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm having to believe people, and I'm going to end up probably saying something.
I don't want to. Want you just to go by eyebrow.
Okay. Jen went from a Williams to a Pillbeam.
Peel beam?
Yeah, do you...
Peel beam?
Now, so is that the thing where you have the talk and you're like, listen, I've been a Williams my whole life. I can't become a pill beam.
What's wrong with pill beam, though? It sounds... It reminds me like Pillsbury is immediately what I think of.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, Ty, yes, that's a funny last name. You're so edgy. Okay.